Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story takes us around the world, where an estimated 4 billion people are currently under orders to stay at home and self-isolate in an attempt to flatten the curve of the coronavirus. In earlier episodes, we noted how the absence of normal human activity has encouraged wild animals to explore more spaces, with goats touring Welsh resorts or deer traipsing through various towns. It's a lighthearted but important reminder that human activity can affect the world in ways we might not always realize. And, as it turns out, there's another effect here too. Less human activity means, simply put, fewer earthquakes. In an article published this week by Nature, seismologist Thomas Lecoq over at the Royal Observatory of Belgium in Brussels notes the mandatory shutdown of transportation systems, businesses, and other human activities has correlated with the planet shaking noticeably less than usual. There's less seismic noise nowadays, fewer vibrations in the crust of planet Earth. Lecoq adds this dramatic dip in seismic noise can usually only be experienced, and only briefly, around Christmas. This is a wonderful opportunity for science. This drop in seismic noise is giving scientists a rare chance to monitor small earthquakes, volcanic activity, and other subtle tremors that are usually drowned out by the everyday movement of humans. In Belgium, vibrations caused by human activity have decreased by approximately one-third since COVID-19 isolation measures were introduced. The reduction in noise directly correlates with the closing of schools, restaurants, and other public spaces in the country on March 14th, and it correlates with the ban of all non-essential travel on March 18th. Well, wait, you might be saying. Can people just moving around really, literally, shake the planet? Well, yes. While human activity, like vehicle traffic or construction sites, only cause minute movements in the Earth's crust, together these can produce a sizable amount of background noise, noise that hinders scientists' ability to detect natural events at the same frequency. Other experts have confirmed this trend. Seismologists the world over have confirmed Lecoq's observation in New Zealand, Scotland, New Jersey, England, France, Los Angeles, and more. These scientists have all independently confirmed a similar quietude directly correlating to isolation measures. Now, this is by no means to say that Earth itself is decreasing its natural seismic activity. It just means, if you think about it, that humans have stopped talking for a moment, long enough for us to listen more closely to the world beneath our feet. Our second story needs a disclaimer at the top. This may be hilarious to some listeners. A forthcoming BBC Scotland documentary is shedding new light on what has often been cited as the earliest use of the F word. No, not family. No, not friendly. We'll give you one hint. It rhymes with truck. This infamous word appears in the Bannatyne Manuscript, a 16th century compilation of 400 poems that were created by a merchant named George Bannatyne back in 1568. He assembled this compilation while he was stuck at home in the midst of a savage plague. The compilation itself is divided into 5 sections. They are devoted to religious themes, moral or philosophical themes, love ballads, fables and allegories, and finally comedy, especially satire. That last section, as you might imagine, is where we're most likely to encounter swear words. The F word itself appears in a poem entitled The Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. This references the poets William Dunbar and Walter Kennedy. Think of flighting, that's spelled with a Y, by the way, as an early predecessor of battle rap or slam poetry. The opponents essentially try to insult one another in the most creative, degrading way possible. Eminem, Loaded Lux, Supernatural, and others would be right at home in this environment. And Dunbar and Kennedy would probably find a lot to enjoy in modern rap battles. Dunbar and Kennedy supposedly faced off in a flighting session in the court of James IV of Scotland around 1500. Their exchange was saved for posterity in Bannatyne's manuscript. In the poem, Dunbar makes fun of Kennedy's Highland dialect, as well as his personal appearance. And Dunbar also suggests that Kennedy enjoys intimate intercourse with horses. Kennedy, not to take this lying down, retaliates with attacks on Dunbar's height, he was somewhat diminutive, his lack of bowel control, and suggests that his rival gets his inspiration from drinking, quote, frog spawn from the waters of rural ponds. The specific line in the poem goes something like, wan blank funling, and for a while, this was believed to be the earliest recorded version of the F-word. At least, that is, until Kristen Yusinski, a medieval historian at the State University of New York, noted there was an even earlier appearance in the record. A man known as Roger Blanked by the Navel appears in court documents that date all the way back to the early 1300s. There's no word yet on whether Roger himself was a fan of flighting, but we trust he, like many people, would enjoy a bit of modern rap battling or even slam poetry. Our third story takes us to the land of conspiracy, where UK authorities are beginning to suspect cell tower attacks in Ireland and England are linked to a fringe belief that 5G technology is somehow responsible for COVID-19. In recent days, fires have broken out on multiple cell phone towers, with at least three tower fires being reported. In two cases, videos and online posts relating to the events lead authorities to question whether the attacks are linked to 5G conspiracy theories. The most popular current conspiracy about 5G technology links it to the outbreak of COVID-19. This is a belief that's found fertile ground in the uncertain echo chamber of the internet and social media, where fact-checking often falls to the wayside as fearful people seek answers that conform to their pre-existing opinions and beliefs. The BBC reports that the UK government currently says there is no evidence of a link between the two fires in England, located in Birmingham and Liverpool. In Liverpool, fire crews managed to get the blaze under control quickly. They were photographed outside the field shortly after the fire was extinguished. A media regulator, Ofcom, said it was monitoring broadcasters who spread this discredited 5G conspiracy theory, but coverage has spread more widely on social media networks. Think of things like Facebook, Twitter, Nextdoor, or WhatsApp. While speaking at a Downing Street press conference, Michael Gove, the cabinet secretary, said these theories were dangerous nonsense. Professor Steve Powis, the national medical director of NHS England, also condemned them as the worst kind of fake news, going on to add, quote, I'm absolutely outraged, absolutely disgusted that people would be taking action against the very infrastructure that we need to respond to this health emergency. It is absolute and utter rubbish. And while firefighters have made short work of the physical flames, celebrities and influencers are pouring high-octane gas onto the digital blaze. Cheers actor Woody Harrelson and former Dancing on Ice judge Jason Gardner have shared the theories, as well as Amanda Holden, a judge on Britain's Got Talent. In fact, Holden shared a link to an online petition promoting the rumor that symptoms of coronavirus are actually caused by residing near a 5G tower. International radiation experts have repeatedly made clear that the new high-speed telephone infrastructure does not pose a risk to humans. They've also pointed out that the coronavirus has spread widely in countries that don't have any 5G coverage, such as Iran. It is important to note that while 5G is a new technology with much to be learned about it in the coming years, there are not any proven cases of radio waves or cell technology working in concert with a virus. The conspiratorial response to this observation? Wake up, sheeple, they might argue. What makes you think COVID is a virus at all? This is where we cue Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, chain-smoking in front of a paper-pasted bulletin board, ranting about Pepe Silvia. That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know about, whether they're puns, bad dad jokes, or your personal experience with COVID-19. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the global woods by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter. Here's what some of your fellow listeners had to say recently. Lenny writes in with a conspiracy he's created just for his kids at home, saying, "The kids found a screw under my wife's desk, and I suggested that perhaps it came from her. I tasked them with the mission of sneaking up behind me to see if a refrigerator magnet will stick to her back. Keep us in the loop, Lenny. We'd love to hear how this goes." Solly writes in to say, "There's a false rumor spreading in Southeast Asian communities through social media channels and chatting apps that goes something like, quote, 'A baby was born recently and it immediately knew how to talk. It warned that to beat the coronavirus, you have to eat a boiled egg.' While I'm the last person to say boiled eggs aren't worth eating, it does seem like a bit of a stretch to imply that they have curative powers." Do you have a story to share? Is there someone you would like to shout out on the air? If so, let us know. Just tag #StrangeDaily. We look forward to hearing from you. You can also find me directly at BenBolinHSW on Twitter or at BenBolin on Instagram. Thanks as always to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay strange.